USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Democrats approved a $2.2 trillion package of coronavirus relief. The Hill says that the vote happened after last-ditch negotiations between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin failed to yield a bipartisan agreement, something echoed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
I think what's happened here is we've gotten closer to the election. The spirit of bipartisanship on coronavirus that we had in March and April has largely disappeared.
Every Republican voted no. They said the spending levels were too high and money went to some programs not related to the coronavirus. The bill has no chance in the Senate, and the White House opposes the measure. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 35 points. The NASDAQ was higher as well by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 was up by nearly 18 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debates said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in Miami in a couple of weeks. A fresh round of layoffs is signaling new anxiety about the coronavirus and uncertainty about congressional relief. Companies like Disney, Allstate, and two major airlines announced plans to fire or furlough more than 60,000 workers in recent days. After business shutdowns in early spring threw 22 million people out of work, the economy rebounded with the help of stimulus money and rock-bottom interest rates. The concern has grown as measures that have helped the economy weather the initial contraction have wound down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with senators regarding the Supreme Court vacancy. Coney Barrett was nominated by President Trump on Saturday. When it comes to who Coney Barrett is, Lexi Baltus clerked for her.
She's like the person that you've seen, the person you saw Saturday, the person you saw in 2017. She's a person of uncommon grace, kindness, warmth, and integrity. She's also a person of courage and conviction and firmly committed to applying her role impartially.
As far as the attacks on her faith, Baltus tells Fox News,
"Well, you know, Judge Barrett is a model of class, civility, and integrity. And I think we'll see that be her reaction throughout. She will take this in stride, whatever comes, with courage and integrity, as she always does. And I think we will all have to do the same."
Legendary quarterback Brett Favre admits the NFL is in unprecedented times with the pandemic.
"What's the right protocol? What's logistically, how do you make it work? I'm surprised that it hasn't been worse."
The former Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings quarterback talking about the league's decision on deciding to postpone this weekend's game between the Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers. Favre also saying he'd like to see some fans at every NFL stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.